is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We got word from officials in New Mexico this morning. Academy Award-winning actor Gene Hackman has died, along with his wife and a pet. The circumstances are unclear.
Santa Fe County Sheriff's deputies found Hackman, his wife, classical pianist Betsy Arakawa, and a dog dead during a welfare check. The Sheriff's Department issued a statement saying foul play is not suspected, but they did not release circumstances of the deaths and said an investigation is ongoing. Hackman's first Oscar win was for 1971's The French Connection as a hard-bitten detective.
What's my name?
Doyle.
What?
Mr. Doyle.
Come here.
The second Oscar came 21 years later for The Unforgiven.
I'll see you in hell with your money.
Hackman was 95 and had lived in Santa Fe for decades. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Director Francis Ford Coppola, who directed Hackman in The Conversation, has paid tribute on social media. He calls the actor inspiring and magnificent. The Pentagon's gone to court in an attempt to bar anyone from serving if they're diagnosed, have a history of, or show symptoms consistent with gender dysphoria. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
We now have in writing what the official Pentagon guidance is for transgender service members. And that guidance is as straightforward as they don't belong in the military.
Last night, the Supreme Court's Chief Justice John Roberts granted President Trump's request to pause $2 billion in foreign aid payments. The order does not cite the underlying legal issues, but allows time for a full court review. Hamas has released the bodies of four more Israelis. Israel has released hundreds more Palestinian prisoners. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
With the identification of the bodies of the four hostages transferred to Israel on Wednesday, Israel has now received all 33 hostages who were part of the first stage of the ceasefire deal.
They were handed over without a public ceremony. California Governor Gavin Newsom has taken up the case of Eric and Lyle Menendez and whether they should be released early after murdering their parents in 1989. Newsom explained on his podcast.
Are moving forward with an investigation, a risk assessment investigation.
The brothers are serving life. They claim their father sexually abused them for years. Health experts are sounding the alarm after an unvaccinated child in Texas became the first to die of measles in almost 10 years. Dr. Lara Johnson at Covenant Health in Lubbock.
When you have individuals who aren't immune, then that gives the virus the opportunity to spread really rapidly.
The vaccine is 97% effective against the virus. S&P futures up 33. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft officials say their commitment to Racine County remains unchanged. It comes after Microsoft canceled other data center leases in other parts of the country. The company owns about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant, and in a statement, they're reaffirming their commitment to the original $3.3 billion data center investment. Some construction was paused in December as a new design was worked out. The tech giant also has plans to build a data center in Kenosha. A fire in Kenosha Tuesday night claimed the life of one man. The fire spread from a camper in a driveway to a nearby home. Fire crews were called to the 14th Avenue home near 48th at just before 7 Tuesday night. They found a camper in the driveway fully engulfed and spreading to the adjacent home. The people in the home were able to get out. One man, not yet identified, was found dead inside the camper. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The streets of downtown Kenosha are set to become an open-air art gallery this summer. What's called the Kenosha Mural Project is being planned, which will add 10 new full-wall murals to the area. It's an effort between the Kenosha Community Foundation, the City of Kenosha, and the Kenosha Creative Space. They're hoping to build on the popularity of existing artwork like the AMC Gremlin mural. While Kenosha focuses on the large scale, Racine is preparing for its own artistic transformation this year. The Downtown Racine Art Project is a butterfly-themed beautification project. It's not just health and wellness, it's also making things smart. The Thrive Expo event hits Downtown Racine this weekend with Memorial Hall active Saturday and Sunday. Check out the Racine County Eye for more. They've got a spotlight today about smart home features and how they can make you safer. It's at racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers willing to trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are taking offers to trade away defensive back Jaire Alexander. He was a first-round pick for the Pack in 2018. Green Bay has not drafted a receiver in the first round in over 20 years. Why not? GM Brian Gutekunst.
You know, it's funny. It's never been like a philosophical thing we've talked about through my time in Green Bay. It's never been something, hey, like we don't want to take wide receivers in the first round. There are certainly opportunities we've had. We thought that was going to happen, and for whatever reason, it didn't. But at the same time, we've had a lot of second-round receivers that have been pretty good players for us.
NBA, the Bucks face the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Brooke Lopez on defending Denver center Nikola Jokic.
You know, I'll be on the point of attack a bit, doing my job, just try to be physical with him, make things as difficult as possible as you can for him, and trusting I got my teammates behind me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 29. Tomorrow partly cloudy and windy. We'll get to around 50. Saturday will be colder, partly cloudy, with a high of only 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
All right, this is my favorite subject, actually. I've been married for 35 years. I'm very happy. I asked my wife if I was happy. She told me I am. That's good enough for me. But I got married. Our relationship changed immediately. Not gradually, but immediately. My wife started to share knowledge with me, knowledge I had no idea she had before we got married. Tremendous amounts of knowledge she must have stored throughout the years waiting to share with her future husband. Not all at one time, just bits and pieces here and there on an ongoing basis. And at one time I thought it would end. Now I know it never will. What's going to trigger her desire to share additional knowledge? One day I just opened our back door. That's all I did. Simply opened the back door. Look at me, people. Just opened the back door. Perhaps slightly too long. I don't know what the exact time parameter is. I only know I must have went over because my wife whirled and yelled, "Shut the door. You just let 800 mosquitoes into the house." No, I had no idea that mosquitoes fly in swarms of 800. Would think that many in a swarm, you'd see something come through the door. I saw nothing but my wife, with her keen eyesight and wealth of knowledge, knew that 800 got into our house. God bless her. We could have been bitten to death that night.
She's got a ticket to ride. she gets to saying goodbye. Sure thing twice, sure to do right by me.
Ticket to Ride. Local. I still remember the scene where that was, where they were dancing in the snow and everything, or doing their craziness in the snow. I still remember that. Hey, I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here on this Thursday morning at 6:11. It's not a bad morning. The temperature is very nice, 37 degrees. It's cloudy at Radio Park. Looking for a slight chance of rain today with a high near 42. Partly cloudy, lows around 30 tonight. Partly sunny, highs 52 tomorrow. And a beautiful weekend. Sunny with a high near 29. I had to take a double check. I said, we're back into the 20s? I thought we were out of the 20s. 29 the high on Saturday. Sunday, sunny with a high near 34. Currently, once again, cloudy 37 degrees right here at Radio Park with the Supremes and... In the name of love, 614, local news, Tamlis, it's WRJM. And this is a neat job. Employees at Ben & Jerry's get three free pints of ice cream every single day. They also get free gym membership, presumably to work off all that ice cream. I'm not kidding. They really get the ice cream and they get the gym membership, too. Ah, Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea.
Beyond the sea. Somewhere waiting for me, my lover
stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her.
See the movie Beyond the Sea? Kevin Spacey played Bobby Darin. Excellent, excellent movie, Beyond the Sea. I don't think it did well in theaters, though. But he had him down pat. There's a strange story about Bobby Darin, too. And my wife corrected me on it last time I told the story, so I told it wrong. But I think his sister had, how did it work here? I think his sister had a baby out of wedlock, and it was him. And he called his grandmother mother when actually his sister was his mother. And talk about screwing with somebody's mind when they find that out. So his sister was really his mother. Oh, the woman. I got to get my wife to tell the story sometime. She knows it better than me. Wow. It's a crazy story. But the movie's good. Beyond the Sea. And they explained it in the movie, by the way. Guy in North Carolina had a dream last week that he won or would win $110,000 in the lottery. He woke up the next day. He won exactly $110,000 in the lottery. You know what that means? It means keep on dreaming.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson, where he and his crew of deep sea divers are forced to brave the dark deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The casting includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Harris, and Morgan Freeman. And with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Bachman Turner Overdrive. You ain't seen nothing yet. 625 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. And I just checked with my wife. I actually have the story right about Bobby Darin. His real mother was his sister, but he didn't know that. So he thought his grandmother was his mother, while his sister was really his mother. And later in life, he found that out, and it kind of screwed with his head. It would screw with anybody's head to find that out. So I was kind of right. For a change, I was actually right, but I checked with the authority first. Hey, is flirting with someone else cheating? 51% of Americans say they might dump you for it, especially if it felt like you tried to hide it or betrayed their trust. 60% said chatting with an ex is also over the line as well. On the flip side, 66% also wouldn't care if they found out you danced with somebody else. And most said letting someone buy you a drink also isn't a big deal. I don't know. If somebody bought my wife a drink, I think it would bother me. Would that bother you? I think so. Are you getting up to go to work this morning? You don't feel like it? All right, this is for you.
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Your love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. To love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And it's just great balls of fire. You like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you try to kill that twin on my thumb. Real nervous, the bloody show is fun. Come on, baby, drive crazy. Goodness gracious, this is great balls of fire.
Go, Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I hate stories like this. I hate to read them, but Joanne Fabrics has been struggling in a major way recently, and now they're throwing in the towel. All 600 stores will be closing, and the company shut down after 82 years in business. I always hear people talking. Oh, I picked it up at Joanne Fabric, but I guess it wasn't enough. I hate to hear stories like that. I really do. It's 629. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Leslie Gore, Sunshine.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear. And I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears near. And I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in, everybody. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Once the Goer, Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows. She actually sang that in a movie. I don't know if it was from the movie or she just happened to sing it in the movie. It was called Ski Party with Frankie Avalon and Ned Funicello. It was like the Beach Party movies except with snow. Same thing. All right, let's check news now. 6:30 on the noggin. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft officials say their commitment to Racine County remains unchanged. It comes after Microsoft canceled other data center leases in other parts of the country. The company owns about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant, and in a statement, they're reaffirming their commitment to the original $3.3 billion data center investment. Some construction was paused in December as a new design was worked out. The tech giant also has plans to build a data center in Kenosha. A fire in Kenosha Tuesday night claimed the life of one man. The fire spread from a camper in a driveway to a nearby home. Fire crews were called to the 14th Avenue home near 48th at just before 7 Tuesday night. They found a camper in the driveway fully engulfed and spreading to the adjacent home. The people in the home were able to get out. One man, not yet identified, was found dead inside the camper. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The streets of downtown Kenosha are set to become an open-air art gallery this summer. What's called the Kenosha Mural Project is being planned, which will add 10 new full-wall murals to the area. It's an effort between the Kenosha Community Foundation, the City of Kenosha, and the Kenosha Creative Space. They're hoping to build on the popularity of existing artwork like the AMC Gremlin Mural. While Kenosha focuses on the large scale, Racine is preparing for its own artistic transformation this year. The Downtown Racine Art Project is a butterfly-themed beautification project. It's not just health and wellness, it's also making things smart. The Thrive Expo event hits downtown Racine this weekend with Memorial Hall active Saturday and Sunday. Check out the Racine County Eye for more. They've got a spotlight today about smart home features and how they can make you safer. It's at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The clock is ticking for the U.S. Championship Cheese event coming up in Green Bay. But if you're a cheesemaker, how do you select a sample to send today that will be judged in a few weeks? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Good question, and one that's dealt with often by Eric Vorpel. He's Director of Procurement, Bulk Cheese, and Risk Management for Masters Gallery Foods. He's also been a judge for the U.S. Champion Cheese Contest for many years. He said, for cheesemakers, trying to select the right piece of cheese for entry is a tricky deal.
Cheese is made in batches, and you can't sample the piece of cheese that you're submitting, but you can sample the one that came out before or after it. So we have a process called grading, essentially the exact same process as judging, except there's not a score that's being assigned to it. But you're checking that cheese, you're checking the body, checking the flavor, you know, how does it look? So preventable errors is essentially making sure that you have a nice-looking package, that the corners are sharp in a block, and that it's nice and smooth and uniform in a wheel, that there isn't mold under the wrapper, things like that.
Eric Vorpel, one of the technical judges that will be evaluating more than 2,414 entries at this year's U.S. Championship Cheese event, March 4th through the 6th in Green Bay. You can follow along virtually on their website, uschampioncheese.org, or their Facebook page.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a Heads Up seed treatment.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And it looks like some financial assistance is on the way to try to get answers for high-path avian influenza. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is investing up to $100 million in new and ongoing research into animal vaccinations and therapeutic tools to manage high-path avian influenza, not only in our bird population, but also in the nation's dairy herds. The International Dairy Foods Association and the National Milk Producers Federation applauds the efforts. I'm PM Yankee.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 29. Tomorrow partly cloudy and windy. We'll get to around 50. Saturday will be colder, partly cloudy, with a high of only 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Little experiences we've all had. You ever been sitting in a railroad train in a station and there's another train sitting right next to you and one of them starts to move and you can't tell which one it is? Did you ever try to pick up a suitcase you thought was full, but it wasn't? And you go, ooh. And for just a split second, you feel really strong. How about when you're looking through a chain link fence? Did you ever notice if you're just the right distance from a chain link fence, sometimes it seems to go, what is that? How do they do that? Did you ever try to tell somebody they have a little bit of dirt on their face? You can never get them to rub the right spot, can you? Say, you got a little bit of dirt right here. They always go, where? Here?
From Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock car.
WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits with Jan and Dean, little old lady from Pasadena. Hey, plan to visit Memorial Hall this weekend, March 1st and 2nd, as the Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. See trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. Now, you can see live demonstrations, too. It's all happening this weekend, Saturday, 10 to 4, Sunday, 10 to 3. Tickets at the door, just $2 or a non-perishable food item. WRJN's going to be there, too, featuring some live broadcast. Say hi to us. Get more information at RacineCountyEye.com. It's this weekend at Memorial Hall. Memorial Hall, not Festival Hall. Memorial Hall. Remember that, okay? Hey, if you're 40 or older, you probably remember the days when you had all your friends' phone numbers memorized, right? I remember I did. And even if you didn't call people often, at least you knew your close family members' and coworkers' numbers. But cell phones essentially made that obsolete. People were now asked how many phone numbers they had memorized, other than their own. 31% of people, almost a third of people, said zero. 38% said one or two. 19% said they knew up to five. 6% said up to 10, really. 1% said they knew more than 10. I know two phone numbers, mine and my wife's phone number. Her personal one. I don't know her work phone number. I don't know my daughter's personal number. I don't know anybody here. You know, I just know their name. I hit the button on it. Yeah, isn't that funny how cell phones made that obsolete? Wow. 641, local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Cloudy. Slight chance of rain today with a high near 42. Cloudy. 37 degrees right now at Radio Park.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
Union Gap, Woman, Woman, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This is odd but true. You know, every time you hit the space bar on your laptop or you're on your keyboard, every time you hit that space bar, an average of 600,000 other people around the world are doing it at the same exact time. Better wrap your head around that, huh? That's kind of weird. All right, 645, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Eve Destruction is Barry McGuire.
modern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me. You understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration when human respect is disintegrating. This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me. China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Ain't your next door neighbor.